There's some fine music on that album that clearly played with respect and affection for the person that they're tributing. Ken Pickering, a mainstay of the Vancouver jazz community for many years, who died a couple years ago. And that is François Houle on clarinet and his Genera Sextet in Memoriam, with a beautiful album as a tribute to Ken Pickering. That last track is called Chorale, and it is just simply lush. Great album, and some fine, fine playing there from a group of, well, they're not all West Coast folks all the time, but they all were affected by, friends of, and mentored by Ken Pickering. Interesting album. And we are now into the second hour of our program today. It's 11:06 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. The program is Voyage, jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. We stream live at ckuw.ca and archive our programs there as well. So you could be listening, well, right now anywhere in the world, or whenever in the future anywhere in the world. So however you got to hear my sort of somewhat less than perfectly reproduced voice today, I apologize if you're saying, what's wrong? Why is Black sounding so weird today? There is a little bit of a technical issue going on, but it doesn't affect the music, and that's the most important thing. You're hearing the music the way you would normally hear it, and that's really good. Next up is, I mentioned an interesting segue that is occurring in this morning's show. Their trumpeter Ron Horton is just releasing this week an album that is called A Prayer for Andrew, which references the iconic pianist Andrew Hill, who died in 2007, I believe. And the folks here are Ron Horton on trumpet and flugelhorn, Marty Ehrlich on alto, bass clarinet, John O'Gallagher on alto, Mark Momas on tenor, Frank Kimbrough on piano, Dean Johnson on bass, and Tim Horner on drums. It's a good group, and it's a brand new album, and it's a neat tribute album to Andrew Hill, who was a fine and highly respected pianist in the jazz world, who did some very interesting and sort of landmark sounds, which you're going to hear after this, because I'm going to segue from this brand new album to a classic album by Andrew Hill himself. But for now, here is Ron Horton from his brand new album called A Prayer for Andrew. And two tracks. The first one is called Tough Love, which was an Andrew Hill tune. I think both of these are Andrew Hill tunes, actually. Tough Love certainly was, and Beleza. Two tracks from A Prayer for Andrew. Here's trumpeter Ron Horton, who is hearing a who, but it could be me. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a neat album. It's brand new, and it's called A Prayer for Andrew, and it's by trumpeter Ron Horton. And I love to watch the needles move, and the needles are moving, so I sound like I got out of the well, perhaps. Thanks for your patience. A little bit of technical difficulty today, but it has now been solved, thanks to the timely arrival of our station manager. My name is Keith Black. The program is Voyage. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and I'm about to start my historical segment, which is a segue from what you just heard. The prayer for Andrew was a prayer for Andrew Hill, and sort of iconic pianist in the jazz world. didn't have a huge discography, but worked really effectively with many other people. Sort of intellectual, that's not the right word, but a very introspective pianist, thoughtful, and the fact that he was an educator as well as a playing musician is not a surprise. He had tenure track faculty appointments, and he did residencies everywhere from the University of Michigan to the University of Toronto to Harvard, all sorts of places, very highly respected. And his albums, the one I'm playing today is probably not his best known. I think his album Dusk was selected the best album of 2001 by both Downbeat and Jazz Times. This is a much earlier album than that I'm playing today. Actually, it was his first record on Blue Note. It was recorded in November of 1963. So we're going back a long way to an earlier part of his career, before he was doing all those residencies and all, I'm sure. A very fascinating pianist who is very much, he doesn't always show up at the top list when you're talking about historical jazz pianists, but very highly, highly regarded. And the critics often say he may have recorded in the 60s and 70s, but when you play his stuff today, it sounds highly, highly contemporary. It holds up very well over the years. I'm going to play some tracks from an album, as I say, from 1963, called Black Fire. And it has Joe Henderson on tenor, Richard Davis on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. That's a very interesting quartet, actually. Fine quartet there. I'm going to play three or four tracks. Pumpkin, Subterfuge, Black Fire, Cantamos, and Tired Trade, all those well-known tunes from his discography through the years. And I'm going to play now from Andrew Hill, my historical segment today, go about half an hour or so probably. From Black Fire, here's the Andrew Hill Quartet with Joe Henderson, Davis, and Roy Haynes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.